Welcome to Campfire Stories with Polymath Panda, presented by Storytime Hero. Gather around the campfire, little ones. I'm Polymath Panda, and tonight I have a wonderful adventure for you. Tonight, we travel deep into the Whispering Woods, a place where the trees are tall and the secrets are many. In the heart of this forest lived a very special squirrel named Sammy. While other squirrels spent their days chasing their tails or playing tag in the high branches, Sammy had a very important mission. He was preparing for the long, cold winter in a way no squirrel ever had before. Now, imagine you are walking through the crunchy autumn leaves, wearing your favorite warm sweater. You look up and see Sammy. He isn't leaping or bounding. He is sitting very still at a tiny desk made from a flat piece of cedar bark. Around him are hundreds of nuts, acorns, walnuts, pecans, and hazelnuts. You watch as Sammy carefully picks up a smooth acorn, inspects it through a tiny pair of spectacles, and places it into a specific pile. He looks very serious for such a small, fluffy creature. He is a squirrel with a very big plan.
Sammy looks up and sees you. He explains that he wants to categorize his winter supplies. To categorize means to group things together because they are similar. Think about your toy box. When you put all the blocks in one corner and all the stuffed animals in another, you categorize them. Sammy wants to sort every single nut by type and size. He has hollowed out logs labeled with letters of the alphabet. A is for acorn, B is for Brazil nut, and W is for walnut. It is a massive job, and Sammy is working very hard at it.
You offer to help Sammy play a game of hide and seek, but he shakes his head. "I cannot play right now," he squeaks. "I must categorize the chestnuts before the sun goes down." You find a beautiful, shiny blue pebble and show it to him, thinking he might want to keep it as a treasure. But Sammy just sighs. "A blue pebble does not fit into any of my nut categories," he says. You spend the afternoon rolling down grassy hills alone, while Sammy stays at his desk, counting, sorting, and checking his tiny leaf paper lists until the moon rises.
Weeks pass, and the air turns very cold. The leaves on the trees turn from gold to brown and fall to the ground like tattered blankets. All the other forest friends are busy having a final autumn feast. They are sharing stories and laughing loudly. You go to invite Sammy to the party, but his hollow tree is locked tight. Inside, you can hear him muttering about the pecans. He has successfully organized every single snack he owns. He is the most prepared squirrel in the entire Whispering Woods, but he is also the most exhausted one.
The first snow begins to fall, covering the world in a silent white powder. It is beautiful, but very cold. You and Sammy stay inside his cozy hollow tree. It is the neatest place you have ever seen. The walls are lined with perfect rows of food. If Sammy wants a snack, he knows exactly where to find it. He picks a perfect almond from the A section and a delicious walnut from the W section. Everything is exactly where it belongs. He is safe and warm, and his belly is full. But the hollow tree feels very, very quiet. Sammy looks at his perfect rows of nuts and then at his tiny clock. He has finished his work. There's nothing left to categorize. He looks at you and asks, "What do the other squirrels do now that it is winter?" You tell him that they are usually huddling together, telling funny stories, and sharing their food. Sammy looks down at his paws. "I have the best nuts in the forest," he whispers, "but I have no one to share them with." He realizes that while being organized helped him find his food, it didn't help him find any friends.
Suddenly, there is a soft tap, tap, tap at the door. You open it to find a shivering chipmunk named Charlie. He had been so busy playing that he forgot where he hid his winter stash. Sammy looks at his perfect alphabetized shelves. Usually, he would hate to mess up the order, but he looks at Charlie and feels a spark of kindness. He reaches into the C section and pulls out a huge handful of cashews. He doesn't even mark it down in his ledger. He invites Charlie in to sit by the small, warm glow of a candle.
Soon, other forest friends start to arrive, guided by the light in Sammy's window. Sammy realizes he has more than enough to share. You help him clear a space in the middle of the room by moving some of the heavy nut crates. It doesn't matter that the walnuts get mixed with the acorns now. The squirrels and chipmunks start to dance and sing. Sammy is laughing so hard his spectacles fall off. He still likes things to be neat, but he learns that a little bit of mess is okay if it means having a house full of happy friends. As the winter wind whistles outside, Sammy's hollow is the warmest spot in the woods, filled with friendship and crunching snacks. Sammy learned that balance is the secret to a happy life, and that's tonight's campfire tale. Remember, being organized is helpful, but don't forget to have fun and share your joy with others. If you loved this story, ask your grown-up to visit storytimehero.ai, where families can create personalized storybooks made just for their kids. Until next time, friends, keep that imagination burning bright.